Hi guys, I'm Connor.
And I'm Tara.
And welcome back to Open Language. Today we have an intermediate lesson about going to the doctor.
Yes, a lot of you have asked us for help and lessons on this. So today's the day where we tell you kind of there's a different, things work differently in China than they do in North America.
Yeah, like the medical system.
Yeah, so this lesson will give you a lot of useful language, but it'll also kind of tell you how things work.
So we have a dialogue with two friends. One friend, Max, just came to the USA and he's sick.
Yes, so he is asking Rachel on advice on what he should do to or how he should go and get himself checked out.
Good. So let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Rachel. I think I have a throat infection. Where can I get some antibiotics?
Oh, have you been to a doctor here before?
No, so I'm anxious about it because I don't know where I should go.
Well, many people have family doctors, but you don't necessarily need one.
Oh, so can I go straight to a specialist?
No, you can just see a GP or regular doctor at a walk-in clinic.
Walk-in clinic? So I don't need to make an appointment?
It's better if you do, but you can just show up there. You just fill out your name, insurance, and medical history, like allergies, then sit and wait for the next opening.
Then, when can I see a specialist?
You might not need one. The doctor will take a look, and if you need more specialized care, he'll give you a referral.
Oh, so then if I need medicine or drugs, do I pick them up at the doctor's office?
No, the doctor will write you a prescription, but you have to get it filled at a pharmacy.
Oh, sounds like a lot of work.
Not really. There's usually a pharmacy within a block of any doctor's office.
Great, thanks.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Max and Rachel, and Rachel is giving some advice to Max because he's sick.
Yeah, he's sick and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, so the first thing Max says is that he thinks he has a throat infection.
Right. So an infection is when you're sick. It can be either a virus or bacteria.
Right. A viral infection or a bacterial infection.
The adjective forms.
Yes. So it just means there's bugs in your body.
Yeah. Bugs are bad things you don't want.
Yes. And how do you get rid of those bugs?
Well, you need to get some antibiotics.
Right. Yeah. So anti means
against.
Against. And bio is?
Life.
Life. So basically antibiotics kill things in your body.
It kills the bad bacteria, but it also can kill the good bacteria.
Right. So you definitely don't want to overuse antibiotics.
So it's really, you have to be careful. The doctor gives you antibiotics and says, use this for 10 days. You have to be careful. You don't want to use too much.
No, just the 10 days and then you stop.
Exactly.
Well, first she says, have you been to a doctor here before?
And he hasn't. So he doesn't know what to do.
And he feels anxious about it.
So anxious is about basically means nervous or worried about.
Right. He's worried about how he's going to get better.
And often you might see this with a different preposition, anxious for, which is a different meaning. That means excited.
Yes. You want something to happen. This is kind of the opposite.
Yeah. You're worried about it.
Yeah. And now Rachel starts to break down the medical system here. And she says that many people have family doctors.
Yeah, so a family doctor, it doesn't need to be a family. Like, I can have my own family doctor if it's just myself.
Right. It's just a doctor where when you go to the clinic, you see the same doctor every time and they get to know you.
Yeah, they know your medical history.
Right.
You're kind of like a VIP almost.
Because here there's not too many family doctors.
Yeah.
And the opposite to a family doctor would be?
A specialist would be the opposite of a family doctor. That's a doctor who specializes in a specific area.
Right. So we've done a past lesson on glasses and contacts.
That's right, yeah.
And the person needed to go see an optometrist.
Right. So that was a specialist in eyes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And a dentist would be a specialist in?
Well, dentistry. But there's actually, my dad is a dentist.
Yes.
So there's even different kinds of dentists. The ones who straighten your teeth,
mm-hmm.
like with braces, they're called orthodontists.
Orthodontists.
There's so many, yeah.
So
yeah.
many different types.
Yeah.
And again, very similar to a family doctor, mm-hmm. Rachel says now you can see a GP.
Yeah, so a GP means general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And basically all family doctors are GPs.
Right, mm-hmm. so you practice general medicine.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
you know a little bit about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't specialize in something.
Right. So when you see the GP, mm-hmm. he says, oh, this is bad. I'm going to send you to a specialist.
Right. And you can actually use the letters GP.
Mm-hmm,
we wouldn't
yeah.
say my doctor is a general practitioner.
Yeah, yeah.
My GP.
Yeah, yeah. It's too long. So
yeah.
But you don't need to see those. You can go to a walk-in clinic, and that's what Rachel recommends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a walk-in clinic, I went to one yesterday.
Oh.
And basically, you don't have an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, probably pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, because
and
it gets
cross
busy.
Your fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hope to see the doctor, and so there's no planning.
Right, right. So exactly. You can, if you just feel sick, you can just go.
Yes.
But you may have to wait.
Yes.
In fact, you probably will have
you
to wait.
You will have to wait unless yeah. you go before the doors mm-hmm. open.
Yeah. And walk in, this word walk in, we don't use it in many other situations. Maybe a walk-in closet, but that's totally different.
Right. It's a closet that's mm-hmm. big enough.
To walk in.
We can use the verb. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if there's a meeting and mm-hmm. you accidentally interrupt mm-hmm. the meeting,
yeah.
and you walk in
yeah.
on the meeting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's also good, yeah.
So kind of unplanned, mm-hmm. unexpected.
Yeah. Also, sometimes in front of these clinics, there's a sign that say, walk-ins welcome.
Yes.
So you can use it like a noun even.
Or walk-ins only.
Walk-ins only. Oh, yeah.
If they don't have any family doctors.
Oh, okay.
At the
clinic, yeah.
So basically, when you're sick, mm-hmm. would you, like if you have the flu mm-hmm. or if you have an infection,
yeah.
would you go to the hospital?
No, yeah, that's one thing. A hospital is the big, big mm-hmm. general hospital where the emergency room is and all that stuff is. I wouldn't go there.
The
I just
operations.
Go to, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you just want to go to a simple doctor,
mm-hmm.
you go to the clinic, but we also call it just the doctor's office.
Yes.
Yeah, we often say, did you see the doctor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you go to the
mm-hmm.
clinic
yeah.
or I need to go to the clinic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or often, yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so just be careful. If you tell your friends, oh, I have to go to the hospital, they're going to be shocked. Oh, what's wrong?
It means something
yeah.
bad is
emergency.
Happening.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in today's culture section, so mm-hmm. you can check that out there.
Yeah. So then Max is a little bit confused, like walk-in clinic, so I don't need an appointment? And
no.
Rachel says, no, you don't. It's better if you can.
Yes.
Because you don't have to wait. But, yeah.
But you can just show up.
Mm-hmm. This is a great word. Basically, it's like unexpectedly appearing.
Yes. Unplanned,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, unplanned.
For example, I had plans with my friends last night, mm-hmm. but they didn't show up.
They didn't show up, yeah, because I expected them to be there, but they didn't show up.
They
so that's
didn't
the
come.
Negative, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes my students, they come late to class.
Yes.
I don't expect that, so I say, oh, you showed up late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Definitely.
Or if I invited somebody, or I didn't invite somebody, but they came. Hey, you showed up at my party. Why?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But you can also use it in the positive. So
yeah, yeah.
maybe if you said that you probably couldn't come,
mm-hmm.
but you were able to, you can say, yeah. oh my God, thank you for showing up.
Yeah, 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 that's great.
Yeah.
So then Rachel says, well, yeah, so you just go there, you fill out, you sign your name, insurance, medical history, and then you just sit and wait. And it might be a while.
It might be a while.
Like
so bring
hour,
a book.
Or go first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have maybe a certain type mm-hmm. of illness that your general practitioner or mm-hmm. your GP
yeah.
doesn't feel comfortable mm-hmm. treating you with, mm-hmm. they will send you to a specialist.
Yeah.
And that doctor will give you specialized care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, for example, if you need to see a skin doctor,
mm-hmm.
Then the doctor, the GP, will give you a referral.
Yes.
And so you can get that specialized care.
So in a referral is maybe like a prescription, but instead of a prescription for medicine, it's a prescription for a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get an appointment with that doctor.
Yeah. So yesterday when I went to the doctor, the walk-in clinic, they referred me to a specialist.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I will have to wait for that doctor to phone me.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way it works. First, you see the GP, the general doctor.
Yeah.
Then, if you have a special problem, then you go to the specialist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then Max says, "Well, if I need medicine or drugs."
Yeah.
Now, drugs. Normally, this is a bad word.
Yeah, like it depends how you use it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So. One thing you might hear when you go to the pharmacy is over-the-counter drugs.
Yeah, over-the-counter drugs.
So this means you don't need a prescription.
Yeah.
You can just go to the shelf and buy them or pick them up and pay for them. Mm-hmm. So maybe like cold medicine.
Right, cold medicine. Yeah, and some maybe sleeping if you can't sleep.
If
but
you can't sleep.
With those.
Be careful, yeah.
So the opposite would be prescription drugs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So drugs in this case just means medicine.
Yeah, not the bad kind.
Not the bad kind of drugs.
Yeah. So then Max might think, well, where do I get the drugs?
Where do I pick them up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pick them up. He thinks, well, can I get them at the doctor's office or do I have to go somewhere else?
Right. So usually here we call it a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a drugstore too.
A drugstore. Mm-hmm. In the past, people called it a chemist.
Oh, chemist, yeah.
Because they used chemicals.
Yeah, that was a long time ago,
A long
right?
time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But I personally say drugstore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Or pharmacy.
Yeah. And here there's always a pharmacy like within a block of the doctor's office. So you can't get them at the doctor's office. They don't sell them there.
The drugs, yeah.
But you don't have to go far.
Right. Yeah. They're usually, especially if it's a medical building.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
They will have them on the first floor, the pharmacy.
Yeah.
So that's where you get your drugs. Mm-hmm. And you don't, the doctor's office, they don't supply those.
Yeah, the doctor doesn't sell anything to
That's somewhere else. So one thing we should probably talk about is what the verb that you use with drugs.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When we say medicine, we say take medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But would you say take drugs?
No, because that would be the bad kind of drugs. I take drugs. That means I take like the other like, I don't know, whatever the other one's, a marijuana or something.
Yeah. So maybe you take medicine. Mm-hmm, yeah. You can say, I need some drugs for this.
Yeah, that could be could be medicine, I would say.
Yeah, you just have to be careful. Yeah. If you're using the word drugs, you can't be maybe on the train or on a bus talking to your friends. Hey, I need to go get some drugs.
Yeah.
That has a very, very different meaning.
It could be misunderstood easily.
Use the word medicine is always safe.
Yeah. Often people just say, like, the special kind, like, I'm taking antibiotics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've talked about this before, this word prescription, because Max may need a prescription for his antibiotics.
Yeah.
So it's the piece of paper where the doctor writes down the dosage, meaning how much medicine you need to be taking and how often.
Which is really important.
Yes, and you follow it.
Yeah. Then, as we said before, you take your prescription and you get it filled.
Right.
Yeah, so this is... picking up is the buying the medicine, but filling it is taking it to
the pharmacy.
Right,
and the pharmacist, who's the person who kind of runs the pharmacy, they will fill the prescription for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
meaning put it in the bottle or
like
whatever.
Filling it up, yeah.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, basically. So then Max is a little surprised. It sounds like a lot of work, but... Rachel says, oh, don't worry, not really.
No, the pharmacy is, like you said earlier, very close. It's usually within a block or
next door.
Or on the bottom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's listen to this dialogue again between Max and Rachel, and then we'll come back.
Sounds good.
Hey, Rachel. I think I have a throat infection. Where can I get some antibiotics?
Oh, have you been to a doctor here before?
No, so I'm anxious about it because I don't know where I should go.
Well, many people have family doctors, but you don't necessarily need one.
Oh, so can I go straight to a specialist?
No, you can just see a GP or regular doctor at a walk-in clinic.
Walk-in clinic? So I don't need to make an appointment?
It's better if you do, but you can just show up there. You just fill out your name, insurance, and medical history, like allergies, then sit and wait for the next opening.
Then when can I see a specialist?
You might not need one. The doctor will take a look, and if you need more specialized care, he'll give you a referral.
Oh, so then if I need medicine or drugs, do I pick them up at the doctor's office?
No, the doctor will write you a prescription, but you have to get it filled at a pharmacy.
Oh, sounds like a lot of work.
Not really. There's usually a pharmacy within a block of any doctor's office.
Great, thanks.
So, we just heard the dialogue again, and we'd love to hear about your guys' experiences with the doctors. Have you ever been confused? Have you been to a doctor in the USA or Canada?
Right, and have you had to go to a drugstore pharmacy either get over-the-counter or prescription filled? And also, I mean, we live in North America. Let us know what it's like in China. What steps do you have to take when you're sick?
So we look forward to seeing your comments in the comments section, and see you guys next time.
Take care.